Wonderful that we can have fellowship this time concerning the kingdom of God, which is Zion. And this kingdom will come on this earth, and his will be done as in heaven. Yeah, what a privilege that we can come together to have this time to know him and even to know his dwelling place. There are many, many places on this earth, but there's only one place, Zion, where is the dwelling place of our living God. And we can be a part of that. We can be a part of that. Yeah, but we have to cooperate with him in all situations to know him even more. Amen, Lord Jesus. There are many aspects of the city of the living God, Zion. But for me, this time, I see so important for me is this Zion is his dwelling place. He loved us. He loved Zion. We love what he loves. We hate what he hates. It is wonderful that we can be part of this dwelling place, right? We have fellowship, say there's a king. Yeah. We need a king in the kingdom, but we also need good, I would say good, qualified citizens in this kingdom. We want to be the inhabitants in Zion. Then we need to be trained. We need to be a match to his standard so that we can be qualified in this kingdom and also at the dwelling place with him together. Yeah, and I think that the qualification and the quality of the citizen is very important. We all have a heart, want to be the first fruit. Yeah, then we also have to have a desire to be trained, to be taught by our King, so that we can be qualified on that day to reign with him together. Right? We want to be the overcomers. We want to be the first fruit. So let us really come to him with such willing heart to learn and to be corrected and to be taught. Thank you, Father. Talking about the quality of the citizens. Yesterday is the 4th of July. Some people said that is the birthday of the United States. And starting at yesterday about 7 p.m. Eastern time, all the fireworks running and make noises and close by, also far away. I can see the light in heaven. I heard a lot of noises. But I think in my memory, it is not legal in New York City. Then I went to the internet and checked the law. I was right. And it is not legal to have fireworks, to use fireworks, to sell or buy fireworks in New York City, unless you have a permit, like Macy's, like Chinatown, Chinese New Year, and you have a limited place, and all the equipment has to be fixed on the ground. Otherwise, you will be charged for felony. And if you have a firework in your car will be confiscated, taken away by the state. And fine up to $1,000. And this whole noise took about until after midnight. They are celebrating the birth of the country, but they break the law. They just like standing there say, "Hey, I'm a criminal. What can you do to me?" I feel so bad in my heart, Lord. Your kingdom cannot be like this. The citizens, the inhabitants in your kingdom has to be the same as you. Because where he lives, where he dwells, should be an expression of his nature. He is holy, right? He is righteous. He is glorious. And if you see this city on this earth, there are many countries, about over 190 countries in on this on in the, this world. So many cities, but none of them is qualified call, be called city of truth, city of righteousness, city of our living God. How wonderful that we have this hope that we can enter this city and together reign with our God. It is not wonderful, it's a privilege, but we have to be willing to be trained. If you are not willing and want to be trained and obey his voice, then it is very, very difficult on that day you can reign with him together. Right? We heard that many times, but I hope that can write into my heart that I know I have to be trained and perfected and qualified to enter this kingdom. Oh Lord. And we love his dwelling place. We love our home. We live there comfortable, but even more, I love Zion. If we all love Zion, then we can do everything for this city, right? Because the Lord, our God, loved this city. In Zechariah chapter 8, 2 and 3. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor. I am zealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. What a wonderful place to be. Yes. And verse 7 and 8, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. This city is so pure, so righteous. You cannot find in this world. The creation of God is wonderful, beautiful, perfect. But this world, this system is corrupt. It's in the hand of the evil one. Yeah, The Lord will come back, as we heard. Its whole thing is concerning the kingdom to reign on this earth. I have so much, same as the Lord. I want to know this city even more. In Isaiah chapter 1, 26 and 27, I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. The city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with justice and penitence with righteousness. There is no lies. There is no corruptions. There's nothing except righteousness and holiness. Therefore, our walking has to be matched to his standards. How is our walking daily in this world? It is very important. As Paul said to Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, but I am delayed. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. How to conduct ourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Therefore, our conduct today is a lot to do with if we can be the inhabitants in Zion. Oh Lord, give us such eager heart to be trained. So therefore, it is a principle of remnant here. It is not everyone can reign with the Lord together. We know that. And there is remnant. I want to be a part of this. I hope you also, right? All want to be the part of the overcomer and the first fruit. Amen, Lord. Thank you for your word. And there are many verses. I don't want to repeat many, but all of them, most of them, talking about faithful and true God in this city. Let us read Psalm 132, verse 11. The Lord has shown in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. If your son will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever. The Lord will teach us. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. He is a righteous man. He is a righteous God. He desired Zion is his dwelling place. Let us also have this desire, the same as he has. Amen. The first thing I want to mention is or concerning our walking, conduct, The first things I want to mention is obedience. You know, disobey start is the beginning of sin. Let us read James chapter 1, 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Disobedient or obey is up to us, our heart's desire. You want to obey something? Then you decide to obey. You want to disobey something, you have desire to do so, and you don't, you disobey, right? And at the end, disobedient,
Ich
this
glaube,
desire
ich kann es verstehen.
brings sin
Dein Englisch ist.
and bring at the end death. Very serious. It is a source or the beginning of sin and beginning of death. Many story or many fact in the Bible mentioned, many things happen just because of disobedience. And God, as in mentioned, the Lord mentioned in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 9, where your fathers test me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years, is already beginning of the disobedience. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, yes, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It is very serious. You departed from the living God. There's no more life. And what is that? Death. Yes. Oh Lord, save us from our disobedience, Lord. They can never go into the rest and they will be departed from the living God. Okay, let us take a look at the history of the children of Israel, how they did in that 40 years, or even before, even after. Exodus chapter 19, 4 to 6. This verse we read many times, many times. Yeah. Should be written in our heart. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I brought you on eagle's wind and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests in a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. In one fellowship with the brothers, these few verses, you can see God is in the midst, for these few verses. Verse 4, right? Brought you to myself and keep my covenant. Obey my voice and special treasure to me, for all the earth is mine. And then you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. And this you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses did. He went to the children of Israel and spoke to them. Verse 8. Maybe we should read verse 8 together. Then all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. I read this passage a few times. It gave me an impression why Moses brought this message to the children of Israel. And then children of Israel answered, "Yes, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do." This is like a contract. It's a covenant. God said, if you do this, you will be like that. And they say, okay, I will do that. Both have signed this covenant. It's a wonderful, although it just you think this word is not necessary, right? They just say, okay, I heard that, do it. But it is a contract between God and the children of Israel. It's a covenant. It's a contract. And they admit, they say, yes, we will do it. But what happened afterward in Exodus chapter 32? They made an idol and they worship this idol against God. It is terrible. God might know that they will break this contract, covenant. So therefore, in the verse 10, right, chapter 19, then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate him today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Without consecration, without purifying ourselves, it is impossible to keep this covenant." And they said easily, this word remind me many times, how many times I spoke, I promised the Lord, I would do it, but I didn't. This is not our experience. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Oh Lord, save us. Yeah, purify us. Take away our evil heart so that I can obey your voice and keep this covenant. Let us go to the Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting with verse 1 and 2. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. This again to do with obedience. Verse 6. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his way and to fear him. To walk in his way and fear him. That's what we have to do. To walk in his way and fear him. And verse 10. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. How often we come to the Lord with such heart. Thank the Lord, you have provided us everything. 11, when you have, right? 11, 11, beware, beware, a warning that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses, and dwell in them. And 14, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt for the house of from the house of bondage. Oh Lord. It is really dangerous that we forget our promises. Lord, I will do it. Most have impact on us is our heart lifted up. Verse 18. When I read this, it's really sad in my heart. So how often I have this kind of attitude. Verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is today. Why Lord said that? We read the 16, right? Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which you, your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. The problem, the difficulty in our daily life is prepared by our God to test and to make us strong. And 17, then you say in your heart, scary, that is in our heart. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. It is terrible. And that starting with our daily life. Why I emphasize this disobedience, the source of disobedience? Because there is a battle. Satan wants to try us with basic things. Your wealth, your house, your bread, your food, everything. After you have work hard, a hard day, and when you come back, and then you sit in your sofa, say, "Oh, I made it today." No, that you should repent. Say that. The Lord with you, and the Lord made it, not you. Not you. This is the source of our disobedience because Satan used such things to test us. Do you remember in this do you remember that the first test, temptation Satan put before the Lord in Matthew chapter 4? It's the bread. After 40 days, 40 nights without eating and drinking, the first thing he tested is, change to stone to bread. And this is the things we are facing every day. Every day. We have to be thankful that Lord prepare us. Same as he said, prepare us everything. He said in the Hebrews, 40 years, 40 years, he took care of the children of Eve, the children of Israel, and they forgot. Yeah, let us also in this way to obey his voice and not obey the voice of the evil one. The Lord will take care of our daily life. He is faithful. He is righteous. Therefore, don't let such things give us a bitter root and lead us to death. You know, after disobedience of children of Israel, what is the next things happen? They made an idol, right? They made an idol. Terrible. Let us read the Isaiah 31, verse 6. Give Lord, give us a humble heart. Amen. To come back to you. Return to him against whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day, every man shall throw away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, sin, which you own hands have made for yourselves. It is not wrong to be wealthy in our life, to receive promotion, to receive raise or bonuses, because we are good people. We are believers. We are responsible people. But once you make these things to your, become to your idol, then death comes in. We should be alert that we should not make these things what we gain in this world an idol, become an idol. What verse 9 says here? Isaiah 31, verse 9. He shall cross over to his stronghold. Yes, and for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the banner, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. There is no idol in this city that will be burned. That will be burned. Therefore, better today burn these idols. Outwardly or inwardly, there are many idols in us. Oh Lord, save us from our disobedience. The other one is also concerning our walking. Is Our daily walking should be separate from the ungodly. In Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Our walking should be this way, has nothing to do with ungodly, not touch any death, have a heart not to be defiled by anything, separated from the ungodly. This is our walking. This will help us to be the king and priest, to get into the city of our living God. Yeah. Also mentioning Psalm 15. Yeah. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks upright and walks righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Yes, Lord, we want to walk like that. We want to keep your laws, keep your commandments. Amen. This will make us holy. Be holy because he is holy. He will wash away all our iniquities so that we can be in Zion with him together. And there is a highway of holiness. We can walk on it. Then we'll be qualified to go into the city of truth. Amen. It is wonderful in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 and 22. Your ears shall hear a word behind you say, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. You will also defile the covering of your images of silver and ornament of your molded image of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away. Get away all idols out of us so that we can be pure and righteous and into his kingdom. Yeah, Father, thank you that you give us such a way we can repent and we can bow down ourselves before you. Certainly, Zion cannot be separate from the priesthood. This point will be shared by other brothers, and I just want to mention one verse. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feasts. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stacks will even be removed, nor will any of its cords be broken. If this is a city of our appointed feasts, how can you separate from sacrifice and offerings. You cannot. We have feast. We have priesthood together. This is look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feasts. Praise the Lord. Amen. And at the end, we enter Zion, this kingdom, and we can enjoy all the promises, the fulfillment of our God, the promises. Amen. It's wonderful. The first thing we have to do is Isaiah 12, 6. We all know this verse. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Hallelujah. We made it, right? I hope we can make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, same book, 35, verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Says to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. It's wonderful, the promise. The last one, the verse I want to mention. I thank the Lord, give me such light to see Zion. I want to know each corner of this city, all dimensions, with all the saints. To know this city. Psalm 48:11. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Judgments is always good. Yes, Lord, stay healthy. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. It's wonderful. I want to know this city. I want count, to know this city just like I know my home, right? You are home, you can close your eyes and find the light switch. You know each corner of your house. But give us such heart, loving heart, to love Zion and want to know each corner, each dimension of this house, of this city. Oh Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord, we can make it. Let us read the last verse, what I want to mention. Why we can make it? Because we have such high priests. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24, 5. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and has come higher than the heavens. We have such high priest. Pray for us. Yes, we will make it. Thank you, Father. Give us such strength. to go on. Amen.